Traditional science courses ranging from astronomy to zoology have been taught in American schools using lecture and lab. But at the end of the last century, science education underwent reform with the voluntary adoption of national standards, allowing states to develop individual outcomes-based science curricula. In Arkansas, elementary and middle school students now study life science, physical science, as well as earth and space science, using lots of hands-on investigation. And high schoolers must tackle three science courses, including biology, a physical science course, plus an elective, including lab work. In 2011, the State Board of Education also approved a pilot STEMWorks program that merges science with technology, engineering, and math, a high-tech workforce training initiative. But now, Arkansas has joined 26 states in drafting new national next-generation science standards, NextGen for short. Bill McComas is a professor of science education at the University of Arkansas, as well as a science education policy expert.
And so we may, for the very first time, see a truly national set of exit standards guiding science instruction in the public schools across the country.
Released a year ago, the next generation science standards, like Common Core, aim to prepare students for college or careers. Funded by the Carnegie Corporation of New York and developed by the National Research Council and ACHIEVE, that's a nonprofit, nonpartisan education organization, Next Generation Science Frameworks, advocates say, will provide all students with an interdisciplinary, internationally benchmarked science education. And while the framework is manifest, the actual curriculum still requires development by states.
You might look at three or four balls in the air being juggled at any given time. So is the teacher teaching biology content? Do they have to at the same time teach engineering practices? Do they have to at the same time make sure that the students are seeing what the cross-cutting themes are?
Bill McComas is referring to the new science standards' three dimensions. Practice, the merging of scientific and engineering methods. The second is cross-cutting concepts, studying things like cause and effect, energy and matter, stability and change. And the third is disciplinary core ideas, science concepts which are explored and integrated across grade levels.
The next generation science standards are radically changing, or potentially radically changing, the way science is taught.
McComas has reviewed the standards, which he says has most recently incorporated an NOS component, Nature of Science, which examines things like limits of knowledge, uncertainty, even biases. The only downfall Professor McComas sees is the inclusion of engineering in Next Gen.
Science and engineering cooperate with each other in the real world. There's a lot of give and take back and forth. But it is vital that students understand what science is on its own. I do not want students to leave any science class thinking, oh, scientists make products.
Next generation science will be rolled out in participating states over the next several years. Advocates say the curriculum will prepare students to be better decision makers about scientific and technical issues and to apply science to their daily lives. Owl Creek School in West Fayetteville is a diverse mix of 900 elementary, middle, and junior high students from 45 different countries. And Principal Kristen Scott says tackling a new science curriculum is daunting.
I think we were all a little overwhelmed and thinking, how are we going to accomplish the task that is in front of us? But it's one of those things that it's like you eat an elephant, you do it one bite at a time.
There is an analogy, if you refer to the science, in this case zoology. One elephant, which can weigh as much as 6,000 pounds, would yield up to 1,400 pounds of meat. However, students in a next-generation science class will likely also learn that elephants are protected by conservationists, that certain cultures consider eating them taboo, and that elephants, animal behaviorists say, mourn their dead and communicate through purring. Principal Kristen Scott says when she was growing up, she learned about science from a textbook lecture sitting at a desk.
And I have to say, it's probably meant that I don't like science a whole lot. It's not very interesting to me.
But Principal Scott says Owl Creek science teachers, with a great deal of extra preparation and effort, are already naturalizing the tenets of next generation science.
The science teachers have been working toward changing science and moving away from the Arkansas benchmark science standards for a while. They recognized that those were not adequate.
Please give me Okay, now remember, we're looking at Newton's second and third laws here.
Take Mr. Billy Maxey's seventh grade science class studying Newtonian physics today. Quads of students are taping string to which they've threaded a straw onto a wall. The strings and straws are all specific lengths. Data they're entering onto an index card chart. Onto the straw, they'll attach an untied inflated balloon to test how fast it can travel once they let go. If these kiddos were desk-bound listening to a droning lecture, half would likely be sleeping. Instead, they're busy learning about propulsion, Mr. Maxey.
And they're going to then turn around and see if an incline affects that or if weight affects it, affects propulsion. So that, and we're looking at Newton's second and third laws that way. So they're also looking at scientific investigation because they have to follow a procedure. And so that's what we're doing. We do a lot of hands-on stuff like that.
Now, Mr. Maxey says he's looking forward to implementing next-generation science.
If all the states do it, getting the entire country behind it, and so that way if a child has to move or to another state, be it 7th grade, 9th grade, 11th grade, even if they move to another state, they're going to be doing the same curriculum.
Abby Land's 7th grade class is studying the same thing, but have progressed to application. They're building small propelled vehicles made from plastic bottles.
Students are designing them today, and they're going to start doing a trial run so they can see mean, median, mode, and range of how far can their cars go. And they're going to collect that data. And then on Thursday, we're going to have a race, and they are going to race their cars. And we have three different categories of the cars that are going to win a prize. They are best-looking car that can go the furthest, and then the car that can go the fastest.
The students are working in teams. Each racer is different. Madison and her crew have decided to use bottle caps for wheels. And the exercise has apparently piqued her interest in the American space program.
I've thought about wanting to go to NASA before. I mean, that's a little outside the box, but that seemed cool. I mean, I just wanted to, like, go there, like, to tour it, like, to tour NASA.
Another team has decided to use empty Scotch tape dispensers for wheels. This is Lena.
So we've taken a water bottle and cut the top off to decrease the mass in the weight so it doesn't, like, slow it down. And then our plan is to attach some balloons, six balloons actually, to the sides to increase the acceleration and to make it go faster. And then we'll be sticking these straws through the balloon and using tape dispensers to as wheels.
Mallory and her partner, Sandra, have fabricated a tubular racer.
Okay, so first we cut off the bottom of empty water bottles. We taped them together to make the wheels. And then we grabbed a roll of empty paper towels and just put it on there. Connected it through wire. So it's very simple. It works.
To prove it, she gives the racer a little shove. It glides across the floor. Well done. Owl Creek's 7th graders are also learning about the first rockets that were deployed in China circa 1200 as weapons and how rockets are used by NASA today and into the future. Another topic they studied recently was nutrition, not the food pyramid, but rather how the body assimilates food and what best fuels the body for optimum cellular function and weight. But beyond college and careers, U of A science education professor Bill McComas says science curriculum should be instilling deep curiosity.
I would like students to appreciate science, but I also want students to leave high school with a passion for something that they may not necessarily pursue from an employment perspective. And I think we may have forgotten that. I think we may have.
Cultivating a scholarly competency for life. For KUAR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich reporting in Fayetteville.